I want to focus a bit on this phrase, the works of the hands, which we've had in our chapter. Well, very often the idols of Israel are called the work of men's hands, the work of your hands. On Micah 5:13, you shall no more worship the work of your hands. And yet, the Bible talks a lot about the work of God's hands, and it's as if idolatry, worshipping the works of human hands, is put in contrast to worshipping the work of God's hands. We, of course, read so much about idolatry in the Bible, and we wonder what are the equivalent in what is the equivalent in our age, and the equivalent surely is worshipping the work of your own hands. It is trusting in work, in your own strength, in your own labour, in your own achievement, or your own possible achievement, as you imagine, rather than in God. So the work of our hands is quite clear, our own idolatry, our own trust in ourselves. You think of how Solomon says, I looked at all that my hands had worked and at the labour that I had laboured to do, and behold, all was vanity. And that's another term that is also used about idols, vanity. And there was no profit in it. And again, the idols are also called that in which there is no profit. So you're getting all the time this connection between the work of our own hands and the work of God. And the work of our hands comes to nothing. Vanity. This is idolatry. Vanity. And the world is full of vanity. And yet people rejoice in the work of their own hands. Acts 7:41, they made a golden calf, and they brought a sacrifice to the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. So there is a great attraction to this works-based attitude, and it is, in fact, idolatry. And so in Psalm 28, God says, David says, give them according to their work, according to the wickedness of their doings, give them according to the working of their own hand. And the contrast is with the next verse, because they don't respect the work of Yahweh, nor the working of his hands, he will break them down. So the contrast is between the works of our hands and accepting and respecting the working of God's hands. Now, although David says this a couple of times in the Psalms, he himself actually doesn't quite get it, because he comes to God and says, I want to build a temple. That is the work of his own hands. And God says, no, I don't want that. I want to build you a house of people, based in your son, who shall be my son, and I want to save you by grace. I don't need you to do anything. I don't need the work of your hands. I, with my hand, want to create something for you. And although David at the time accepted that, later on, of course, he goes back to this idea, and he gets quite obsessed with preparing for the temple, and Solomon gets even more obsessed with it, and builds this temple with his own hands, as it were. And I think it's this difficulty in truly accepting grace. This is the essence of trusting in our own hands. We're confronted with the gospel of grace that if you just say yes, if you believe, if you trust, which is what belief means, if you trust in God and in his Son and in his grace, then you will be saved. And we think, nah, it can't be like that. It must require some works. Well, it only requires works in the sense that faith without works is dead, in the sense that if you believe this amazing gift, if you really believe it, that this is reality for me and shall be reality for me, then you cannot be passive to that. It is part and parcel of that belief that you will do something. But whatever you do, you are doing in gratitude, not so that you might achieve it, not so that you might be given it, but in gratitude for having been given it. And there is this critical difference there. You get this idea, Psalm 111, verse 6. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. So God's works are to give his people the kingdom. The land was given to them, not as Psalm 44 says, not by their sword, not by their hand, but by God's grace. And Psalm 111, verse 7 goes on, the works of his hands are truth and justice. So then, God's work is truth, is keeping as he promises, this promise to give us the kingdom. And he does that in absolute justice. And so we are created by God to enter his kingdom. Psalm 138, verse 8, Yahweh will fulfill that which concerns me. Your grace, Yahweh, endures forever. Don't forsake the works of your own hands. He sees himself as the work of God's hand. And he sees in the fact that God is our creator, God's grace. And he also sees that if we really believe that we were created by God's hand, shaped genetically and so forth in our prehistory, well before we were in the womb, and then when we were in the womb, and then in the path of our lives, well, Yahweh will fulfill that which concerns me. He has got a plan, and he will bring this through, if we allow him to do so. If we are this soft clay that is going to be worked upon by the hands of the potter. This is the idea of the whole imagery of the potter. So the alternative to all that is to trust in our own works. And it is this tendency which we have, this predilection that we have to trust in our own works, which is our undoing. Because that is not the stuff of faith. Why do we have this tendency? It is because we struggle to simply trust, to have faith in the work of God. As I say, you come back to David, I want to build you a house with my own hands. No, I don't want that. I want to do it for you. I want to build a house for you. If you ask yourself, why do you suffer from frustration? Why are you angry that, oh, you got stuck in the traffic jam? Oh, I took a wrong turning, and I'm stuck. Oh, I'm going to be late. Oh, this isn't working out. Oh, why did I do that? Oh, how did that foolish person do this or that or whatever? Why do they do that? Yeah. The sort of moment-by-moment frustration that you see in a lot of people's lives, this is all a form of trusting in works, that I must do this, I must achieve, I must be there on time, I might be late, and all this kind of thing. This is all a form, I think, of this trust in ourselves. And particularly as one gets older, one sees that we are not capable of anything much anyway. It is all, in any case, of God's work. And this is the great peace that you can have from trusting in the work of his hands and not your own.